cautious as serpents and yet innocent as doves. It was vital that Jehovah's loyal servants continue receiving spiritual food during the ban, but it was a dangerous time in the country for true worshipers. During those years, many brothers were arrested and sentenced to several prison terms. When I learned the truth in 1953, explains Juanita Borges, I knew very well that as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, I ran the risk of being arrested. And that is exactly what happened. In November 1958, while I was visiting Sister Eneida Suarez, the secret police came and accused us of having a meeting. We were sentenced to 3 months in prison, and we each had to pay a fine of 100 pesos, then equivalent to $100 U.S. The government did all it could to stop the witnesses from meeting together, but the brothers were not deterred. However, they had to be cautious as serpents and yet innocent as doves. Matthew 10:16. Andrea Almanzar recalls, when attending the meetings, we had to arrive at different times. Then, we often left very late in the evening because we had to stagger our departures to avoid creating suspicion. Jeremias Glass, born while his father Leon was in prison, became a publisher in 1957 when he was 7 years old. He remembers the secret meetings that were held in his home and the precautions that they took to avoid detection. All in attendance were given a small piece of cardboard with a number on it, indicating the order in which they should leave, explains Jeremias. When a meeting ended, my father would put me in the doorway to check the numbers on the pieces of cardboard and to direct those departing to do so in twos and to leave in alternating directions. Another precaution was to schedule meetings at times when the risk of getting caught was lower. For example, Mercedes Garcia learned the truth from her uncle, Pablo Gonzalez. When she was only 7 years old, her mother died while her father was imprisoned, leaving her and her 9 brothers and sisters on their own. Mercedes was baptized in 1959 when she was 9 years old. To avoid detection, the brothers had the baptism talk at 3:30 a.m. The talk was held at a brother's house, and then the immersion took place in the Ozama River, which runs through the capital. Mercedes says, "We were on our way home by 5:30 a.m., while the rest of the neighborhood was just waking up." The following is supplementary information. Growth despite persecution. Despite intense persecution and negative propaganda, the number of publishers nearly doubled during the ban. 1950, 292. 1960, 495.